God has his eye upon us. I want you to join me in prayer, a prayer of petition, a prayer of supplication, and a prayer of thanksgiving. Would you join me as we pray for justice, for peace? Let us pray that God would once again bring beauty from the ashes. Heavenly Father, as we pray, our minds go back to when your Son Jesus stood beside his beloved city and wept. And he said, "If you, even you, had known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from you." Heavenly Father, today we sense so deeply that same reality. We weep for our cities. We are witness in distrust, revenge, and anger. Oh God, we need someone to lead and guide us. To whom shall we go other than you? It appears to us, God, that our differences is leading us further apart. We need your miracles. We need for you to do what you do, because we realize that only you can save us from ourselves. God, give us men and women who will lead us to reconciliation, leaders who will bind up to heal our wounds. God, give us voices that will bring hope, comfort the bereaved, give humility to those that are proud and resistance to your word. Give us pause so that we might sit back for just a few moments and look to you before we look to our own solutions. You told Peter to put back his sword, and you restored the one that was wounded. That's what we long for, Heavenly Father. A reprimand to those who would harm and injure, and healing for those who are hurt. God of miracles, do it again. We need you. Our nation needs you. Our leaders need you. Many homes today will not have a loved one returning, and without you, we have no hope. With you, all things are possible, even for beauty to come out of the ashes. And Heavenly Father, we pray that our spirit-filled preachers and churches would once again experience that divine unction of the Holy Spirit sent down from the Father above. Without this unction, our preaching is lifeless, powerless, and cold. Cold like the killing frost, bringing death and destruction. The unction from heaven is what gives the preacher the ability to preach fruitfully. We realize, Father, that unction is a thing that we cannot manufacture, and its counterfeit is worse than worthless. I realize that often earnestness is mistaken for unction. I know that preachers can be earnest in delivering their messages and not have the holy unction. Earnestness drives the truth into the head, while your holy unction drives truth into the heart, which brings converts. Unctionized preaching turns sinners into saints. I realize, Heavenly Father, that this unction is not born in the halls of learning or in my study, but is found in the closet, in my secret chamber, hidden away with you in prayer. This unction is hid from the wise and the prudent. and is revealed to the poor in spirit and the intellectual babes, those that live on their knees in the secret chamber with you. It is not found anywhere else. Earnestness without unction is misleading many people. It deceives, it sidetracks, and finally will damn a soul in hell. Heavenly Father, we realize that your holy unction draws a sinner to God, convicts, saves, and puts him on his way to heaven. I realize, Lord, that earnestness comes from the human, but unction comes from you. Oh God, help me not to quit praying until I receive this unction. Earnestness may work for a time, but I know that your anointed unction works for eternity. God, I know that you're capable of raining down that unction upon your ministers. Lord, I'm not asking that you lift our spirits. I'm asking that you break our spirits. I'm not asking that you make me feel better. Oh God, but make me feel bad, because I know that godly sorrow worketh to repentance. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for the life that you have allowed me to live. I thank you for my wife, my children, my home, my church, my pastor, and all of the great friends that you have let me be a part of. I appreciate all the ministers that have supported me in this ministry. I appreciate Debbie ZAP and the general manager, Glenn Harlow, who has been such a great help to me. Father, we ask and pray all of this in the name of your lovely Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
He was just a shepherd boy before he was a king. There was no cry, there was no choir, but David learned to sing. Just a shepherd in the wilderness, pleased to sing his song for an audience of one. He would sing when no one listened. He would sing when none could hear. He would sing because he knew his song would always find God's ear. When it seemed he was alone and all was gone, when he had nothing but his song, there was an audience of one. I've been in the darkness and I've been all alone. I can't see what lies before me. I can't see which way to go. So when I sing my faith and not my sight, I hope he hears my song. He's never failed to be my audience of one. So I will sing when no one listens. I will sing when none can hear. I will sing because I know my song will always find God's ear. When it seems I am alone and all is gone, when I have nothing but my song, I will sing when no one listens. I will sing when none can hear. I will sing because I know my song will always find. rising on.